the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey everyone, welcome on into the program. We are so glad to have you on board the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We want to start right off and remind everyone the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. And Peter, I know people can call that number. They can text that number. You'll send them out a copy of your book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And what a time it is, economy-wise and about just everything else with the election just behind us.
Oh, yes. A lot of fun and exciting things are happening. Everyone's trying to figure out how to possibly plan, especially now as we get closer and closer and closer to end of years. A lot of things that could possibly impact us if we do not understand what direction we should be going towards. So it's very important that communication is key. It's on top of mind. And try not to neglect these areas, especially right around now when it's so close to the end of the year.
So let's talk about how you are sort of guiding your clients through this time. And I'm going to start with a personal story. You know that my house has been on the market what feels like 9,436 days. And the economy that we had, a couple years ago is not the economy that we have necessarily right now. And uncertainty around the election is one of the things that the real estate agents have all said played a part anyway,
sure,
in slowing down people running out to buy a house. And as of this taping, Peter, I've been dying to tell you this. We got an offer about 24 hours ago.
Hey, congrats.
And I am telling you, the weight of the world has been lifted off. We live in a neighborhood where houses were flying off the market for way over asking price about a year and a half ago. And then that sucker just slowed down like molasses in a time that we just did not think it would. And boy, we were wrong. And one of the things we kept hearing was, man, people want to wait and see what happens with the election. That's part of the uncertainty we're going to talk about this hour. No matter who wins, we're not going to get into the weeds of the politics, but it does create a level of uncertainty.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, and these are things that we should be talking about. We're not here to pick directions, but we should be having a conversation in regards to what can actually possibly happen. What are the changes we foresee that's going to happen? We won't have a clear direction or answer until the new year, until they tell us exactly what policies are going to be in force. But at least we can start to do some planning around what's happening right now today.
So one of the things we know, regardless of who won, who wins at the time of this taping, is the parties are likely to split control over the presidency and Congress. It appears more likely than not that the 2024 election will produce or will have produced the rarest form of divided government in U.S. history. The U.S. Senate is expected to be won by a slight majority of Republicans after Democrats have controlled that chamber in recent years. U.S. House is a toss-up, as you know, was going into the election. A Republican Senate, they were looking at as a semi-safe time of bet this time of year. And so, you know, I read this and I laugh because you talk about division. You know, I think there are people that would agree listening to this program, we have rarely been as divided. I think it's a little tough to say, have we ever been more divided? Like historically, there have been other times where folks weren't necessarily seeing eye to eye on things, but it just appears we're going to go in with more division. What does this mean, Peter, for your clients and how you kind of hold their hand and help navigate during these uncertain times?
So here's the thing. It's becoming more and more interesting today because of all of the media outlets we have at our fingertips.
Yeah.
We have, you know, we have television, we have radio, we have social media. And I think social media has a big part of this because there's so many people on social media. So it tends to be a little bit more involved today when it comes to, you know, the elections and politics and news and announcements. It's so much more involved today than it was before. And I tell so many people, when it comes to the overall markets in the economy, try not to take too much information personally. Try not to look at it every single day because it will drive you crazy. We have to make sure we are planning this the right step, place forward. And this is slow and steady. We have to make these adjustments. We have to make sure we're communicating at all times. And most importantly, even what's going on right now today, it is so important that you are more involved in your finances than has ever been before. And I'm talking about making sure if you're on track, I'm talking about making sure you are doing these reviews properly and consistently.
Yeah.
And making sure you understand and rebalancing is a key factor to making sure you are successful, not just today, but also driving you to and through the future.
You know, we talk about, Peter, controlling what you can control when it comes to your financial health and your financial future. And I know that you help do that with clients. Like if you put yourself in a correct position and you do things correctly and you plan correctly with someone like yourself, someone who understands that the market is going to be up, the market is going to be down. If you plan correctly that during uncertain times, you should be fine. And look, I'm going to tell you, we have tried to plan correctly. I've tried to the extent that you can to take all of your advice, Peter, when it comes to saving on all of those things. You know, we have two kids who remain in college. I tell you right now, your house sits on the market for 6 months after you've moved out. There's not a lot can do to put that genie back in the bottle. And so I'm here to tell people, listen to Peter's advice, and to the extent that you can, take that advice when it comes to planning, because you never know when the economy or the housing market or factors out of your control, inflation, all of those things come into play. And boy, if I had to do it again, I would do things differently with the house because of the way the economy was responding and the housing market, quite frankly, was responding during the time that we put that thing on the market.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, these are what's called cycles. These changes that we're witnessing, they're cycles. Cycles have been around forever. The only thing that we're witnessing today is it's actually happening much faster. There are things that we have to be making sure we're adjusting as time goes on. Sometimes one review, maybe in a year, might not be good enough, especially right now when you're getting closer and closer to the end of the year. The question now is, okay, what are you doing to make it different when it comes to tax planning? Right? So these are things and conversations you should be having with your professional, with your accountant, your advisor. And if you don't have one, we'll talk about these things, what you should be doing today for your future self to thank you, because these are things that we should be on top of. But unfortunately, they're just happening way too fast. And the communication process has to be very, very strong. So these cycles in real estate, cycles in the market, inflation still being very, very high and uneasy for a lot of people because food is still very, very expensive. But we're hearing the signs that these things are coming down when it comes to inflation. But the reality is we still see how expensive it is when you go to the grocery store. Dana, you feel the same?
I do feel the same. You know, I drive an electric car now, so I'm not seeing the pinch of gas. I couldn't even tell you if gas was up or down. I was with somebody yesterday who stopped to get a Diet Coke at a gas station. And I said, I don't remember the last time I went to a gas station. I don't know how expensive gas is costing people, but I can tell you groceries. We popped into Target just to get a couple things for the loft the other day and just necessary things. And I said, Target used to be a $100 grocery store trip. I'll tell you this, Peter, that was a $300 grocery store trip. And we needed like a couple of things that you wouldn't normally think of, like a laundry basket, just some random things. Inflation is one of those silent things in my life that you don't really think about top of mind until you get up there and it's time to pay. The cashier looks at you and says, it's going to be $312. And you go, wait a minute, what did I just buy?
Yeah, well, my problem is the reason why I personally don't go grocery shopping, because one, I love food.
Yeah.
And anytime I'm walking into a grocery store, my wife says, just get this. This is all we need. We have everything. I'm not leaving that grocery store with what she told me, because I'm usually walking around and say, I could use this in the office for a snack or
I'll have it
for breakfast tomorrow.
You're not ever supposed to go hungry either. Somebody said, don't ever go to the grocery store when you're hungry. Do you guys Instacart, Peter? I've started Instacarting.
Of course,
I'm telling you, I love the Instacart. Yeah. And here's the other deal.
Yes.
You don't have to run into 10 neighbors that you know in the grocery store, which adds another hour to that chore. Let's talk about, go back to the election really quick. I want to talk about 45 interesting election facts. And if you're listening, I hope you voted, no matter how you feel about this election or what it means for you or the economy. You know, people, you know, Peter, people have died for that right. In other countries, they have fought wars over that right. And so here are some interesting election facts as we talk about the election this week and this cycle. Some countries, including India, Greece, Ukraine, and Colombia, have a none of the above option on their election ballots. In fact, in the U.S., I did not know this, Nevada is the only state with that option where you can vote none of the above. Now, what happens when the majority votes none of the above? They don't get into that. I have no idea. Wow. But that's an option in several countries and Nevada. Over 22 countries around the world require their citizens to vote. And if you do not, you are subject to penalties like a fine or community service. Greece, Australia, and Brazil hold their elections on the weekends to encourage higher turnout. The 1927 general election in Liberia is considered to be the most corrupt in election history, where Charles D.B. King won around 234,000 votes to his opponent's 9,000. I'm going to say that again. He won 234,000 votes. That's an interesting number, Peter. There were only 15,000 eligible voters in the country at that time.
Oh, goodness.
And then this listen to this. Up until 2012, it was illegal to buy alcohol on election day in South Carolina. No drinking and voting, people. Do not drink and vote.
Interesting.
But we hope that you did and that you do vote because it's important and it is our right. And I feel like it is our duty to do so, Peter.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, and I feel I did early voting. I feel there were so many more families and individuals and people that are voting today than I have ever seen before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, which is great. It's fantastic. More and more people are getting involved, which I think is phenomenal. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, with social media and all of these announcements trying to vote, sure. Which is great. Everyone should be voting if they possibly can. So that's good.
So do you think your finances are ready for the outcome of this election, of any, downturn in the economy? When we talk about taxes, inflation, it's time for a stress test. And that is what Peter is here to help you do. If you call now, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or go to the website pcbfinancial.com. Peter, I know you are here to help people through these uncertain times. Let's get it done.
Absolutely. Again, 1-800-880-8079. And also, don't forget to request my complimentary book, The Modern Money.
Let's get it done, folks. He'll ship you out that book now, 1-800-880-8079. Or please go to the website, pcbfinancial.com. We're back with more straight ahead. Thanks for joining us.
You have enough things to worry about. Market volatility shouldn't be one of them. Make sure your retirement plan doesn't rely on the ups and downs of the market. Call Peter Bombara at 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Does your money need to get a job? You've worked hard for it, and it should work hard for you. Lazy money is just sitting there, not earning its keep. If you have lazy money lying around, call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 1-800-880-8079. You might have lazy money lurking in a savings account collecting very little interest, or in an old 401k that you haven't checked on in years, or maybe it's in a CD that could be earning more. Wherever your lazy money is, it's time for it to stop underperforming and to start carrying its weight. Peter Bombara and his team can help you find ways to put your money to work. Call them now at 1-800-880-8079. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table by allowing it to sit on the couch. Get your lazy money a job today. Call 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Taxes don't have to be a puzzle. With the right strategy, you can put the pieces together seamlessly. Connect with Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to ensure your financial picture is complete.
Hey, everyone. Welcome on back to the Modern Money Show. We are glad to have you on board with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bombara. Always good to hear your voice, Peter. We got a lot to cover today. We've been talking about the different things people can do just to tidy up. Think of it like cleaning in the house. just to kind of tidy up and get everything in order when it comes to your finances. There's a checklist, and you can help people with this list of just very simple things we all need to be checking on every single year when it comes to our finances. And one of the things on here that I haven't done in ages is inspect your credit report. Tell me about that. How hard is it just to figure out how bad or how good your credit is? Most people don't think about it until it comes time to borrow money.
You know, believe it or not, there are companies that do this for free. I don't want to name banks, but yeah, there are banks and there are companies where you can actually have an account and they'll give you a free inspection on your report, if that makes sense. They'll keep on giving you these updates on your credit report, and it won't affect your credit report. But these are things, if you can actually do this and not have anything interrupt it, it doesn't hurt. Because if you want to go for some kind of a loan and you forgot about something that's just very simple or something that's just hanging around and you need to get rid of it because you have to qualify for a new loan, you want to try to do that before you're actually going through the loan process.
Yes, but yes.
You can extract your credit report. I think it's fantastic.
How hard is it to move that needle? How hard do you have to work if you've dropped a couple of points because you missed a bill here or there to get it back up where it needs to be?
You know what? Here's a couple of things. If you actually pay off your credit card earlier before the due date, not on time, earlier before the due date, believe it or not, you'll see a difference of increase on your credit report over 1 to 3 month period.
Wow.
An increase. Yeah. And that's earlier. So don't just pay it on time. Pay it in full earlier, whether it's a week early or 2 weeks early, and you will see an increase over time in your report, which is fantastic.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about just checking out your credit report, you talk about something that can wreck your credit, Peter, old medical bills. I don't mean someone went in for heart surgery and it's, you know, several hundred thousand dollars. I mean, they'll turn you in for $28. And so sometimes there's something on there that's just floating out there that has shown up on your credit report that you can control, get those things paid off. I remember we had a bill go to collections a couple of months ago that I just didn't know about because I've moved. And it was $38, I think. So it was a wellness check for one of my daughters at a pediatric clinic. And I remember thinking, that's what's going to wreck my credit. You're sending this to collections. And so, yes, check your credit report. See what's on there. And then we're going to follow that up with tidy up your taxes, Peter. That's a big one for so many people.
So, again, this is why it's so important to look at your overall retirement accounts. And you want to understand what's taxable and what's not taxable. This is why we talk about these Roth IRAs. Many years ago, believe it or not, Dana, a lot of people were so against it. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, within the past couple of years, it's the biggest conversation, it's the biggest topic. Taxes, taxes, taxes. When it comes to your retirement accounts, you want to ask yourself, how much have you been focusing on the contributions to your Roth IRA, or how much do you actually have in your Roth IRA? Remember, any money in your Roth IRA can become tax-free income down the road, all right, once you do this correctly. Any money in your Roth IRA does not go towards your required minimum distribution. You don't have to take out the money if you don't want to. You always leave it in there. It will be great for your beneficiaries. It'll be tax-free. So you have to really look at your overall plan, your income plan, and you want to ask yourself what is taxable, what's not taxable, what's going to affect when you do take out Social Security, because that does affect how much goes in your pocket versus Uncle Sam. And of course, staying within certain guidelines to make sure your Medicare premiums don't increase over time. So this has everything to do with your income, what's taxable, what's not taxable, what's efficient, and of course, what's going to be passed down to your beneficiary.
So let's move on to updating your estate plan. This is such an important one. And I've got a story that I'm going to share with you here in a little bit that was in our stack in my show back here in Kansas City this week. Update your estate plan. That doesn't have to be as complicated as it sounds, Peter, but it is critically important, especially, you know, none of us are getting any younger, especially as you are getting older. I got a call from my parents about a week ago, and they changed banks down in Biloxi. They have moved and they're retired down on the Gulf Coast. And they said, hey, we need a couple of updated things from you because we are updating our beneficiaries on some of our accounts. And I said, oh my gosh, thank you for doing that. Because if they had not done that, Peter, you know this, some of this stuff ends up in front of a judge somewhere.
Yeah, it's when it comes to beneficiary or estate planning, you want to make sure your beneficiaries are always up to date. Even if you have, you know, more children or you have grandchildren now, all of these things want to be updated. Another thing that's really important is in the event you move out of state, you want to make sure the laws within the state are communicating within your plan. That's also a very big picture. Yeah. So moving out of state is one thing you want to look at. Updating and reviewing your plan, on average, 5 years is good. Beneficiaries, updating your beneficiary plan is very, in communication with your trust or your estate plan, is very, very important. Making sure the laws are communicating within your plan. Marriage, divorce, these are all important,
yep,
important things. Making sure you are updating your estate plan, crossing those T's and dotting those I's, and making sure it's communicating with your overall goals.
Well, look, you're on the East Coast. I'm sure you heard about this story, but we had a lengthy conversation about this on our program back home, where a sibling, there were four siblings in this family in Long Island, and one of the adult siblings was failure to launch, Peter, basically. He was 59 years old and still living at home with mom. And mom was in her, I believe, late 80s when she passed away, okay? So the other three siblings who have jobs and lives and children and all of the things in other parts of the country came together to sell that house. And you see this, Peter, when, with the passing of the last parent, the siblings get together and you have to figure out, all right, if mom didn't write all this stuff down, what are we going to do with the house? And the siblings all gathered with a real estate agent to sell that property, and they were going to divide it up four different ways. And something horrible happened, Peter. The failure to launch adult male sibling, I think he was 59 years old. This launched a standoff. I mean, he brought guns out and was furious at the thought that he was going to be shut out of the only home he had ever known. And wow. And his siblings were saying, look, we can't just keep this house. This is an asset. We will divide it four ways. And it was a very tragic, awful, horrifying ending, but a story that we see again and again and again when there is a failure to plan out your estate and what you want done with your property, any of your assets, really. You know, do it on the front end, and so there's not chaos on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you can do to put in control. You know, even when I communicate with my own clients, we go over very similar things every single year because a good majority of them just haven't gotten around to finalize certain things, you know, in their personal life. So we always remind people, okay, it's all right. I'm not going to beat you up for not doing it, but try to put this on your list. And this is why we talk about this every single year. So we want to make sure it was done. So if it's not done now, try to look into it in the next week or so. And the next time we talk, we're going to go over this same exact question to make sure you are following up and on the things that we want to make sure we're finalizing. So if you have control now and you're doing it and you're healthy and you're focused and you have your head on your shoulders, try to get this out of the way, because all you're going to do right now, if you do it, you're going to make your lifestyle for your beneficiaries so much easier. All right. Trying to put stress on them if you don't have to.
1-800-880-8079. And if you are feeling overwhelmed, you don't have to be. Peter, you tell people gather up some pretty simple statements and some information. Come on in, dump it on your desk, and you guys will help people figure all of this stuff out. And the best time to start was yesterday, right?
Yes, definitely. The best time to start was yesterday. The second time, best time to start is today. So try your best to get on top of this. Cross those T's and dot those I's. Go through your financial checkup. Evaluate your budget. Plug those leaks, look at those emergency funds, boost those contributions, look over any kind of student loans that you have in place, try to manage your debt, inspect your credit report, making sure it's nice and spanky and new. focus on taxes. As you and I both know, taxes are most likely increasing over time. And finally, making sure you are updating that estate plan. And if you don't need anything too complicated, keep it simple, but at least you reviewed it and at least you have some of the basics in there within that overall estate plan just to make your lives easier and also your beneficiaries' lives much
easier. It's so important to be talking about this stuff now because we know in the next coming years, Peter, a record amount of Americans are set to retire. This peak 65 is knocking at the door here in the next couple of years. Where more Americans than ever every single year will be retiring as the baby boomers start retiring and aging out. We don't know that everybody's going to retire at age 65, but a whole lot of them are going to. And I know people have questions for retirees. Like if all of these people are retiring, doesn't this strain retirement services? Doesn't this strain what I'm going to need to continue to live my life at the level that I've been living it in the coming years? And
yeah,
you will help people figure all that out, Peter.
And this is why it's so important to do these reviews, all right?
Yeah.
You need to understand that inflation is always going to be here. And when it comes with your income plan and your drawdown of your income plan, how do you take the money out of your plan to make sure it's coming in and giving you a paycheck every single month like clockwork? In the event something happens to you, how do you bring income in for the one that you love, your spouses, or even your beneficiaries, your children? If you're helping out your children financially, I mean, how do these paychecks continue to come in and go up against inflation and give you this paycheck for the next 15, 20, 25 years? You want to make sure these monies last. You want to protect it. You want to preserve it. You want to grow it. There's a lot of moving parts to this. There's a lot of communication. So you want to make sure you are reviewing these plans on an ongoing basis and making sure you're trying to stretch out these funds for the rest of your life, not just for income purposes, but also more for tax efficient strategy purposes as well.
Get it done, 1-800-880-8079, or check out the website pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com. I'll remind you, when you call 800-880-8079, you can also leave us a question. We dig into that mailbag sometimes and pose Peter the excellent questions you all have, and we will do that again later today. It's one of my favorite things, Peter, putting you on the spot because people have questions and you'll answer them in real time. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is, so why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
It's Uncle Sam, and he wants some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're going to owe taxes on your 401k. When retirement comes knocking, so does the tax man. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. Taxes are historically low right now, and we all know they probably won't remain this low forever. So call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial Advisory Group team before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 1-800-880-8079. Don't give more than necessary to your favorite uncle. Call Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital LLC. Firm does not offer tax advice.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hello, everyone. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Hey, we want to remind everybody, you got copies of that new book over there, Peter. I know you're sitting on them. We want people to have them. All you have to do is text book to 800-880-8079. Text book to 800-880-8079. You've added all kinds of new stuff to that book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy, Peter. Now's the time to get your hands on that book.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We got a bunch of copies to mail out. We just had a nice fresh package coming to mail. So we'll definitely make sure you guys mail out to Modern Money. Give us a shout, 800-880-8079.
or pcbfinancial.com, the website, as always, if you want to follow along with so many of the topics that we cover here each week on the program. I love this next segment, Peter. They studied and asked questions of, quote, real retirees in America, not those fake AI kind, right? Real retirees in America. And they asked, what are some words of wisdom, things that you wish you had known, things you didn't know that you'd like to pass along to those coming up after you? And it was interesting. Across the board, they put all of this into one nice vault, and we are going to share the advice with you on the program today. Some of them were surprising to me, some of them not so much. Some of them made me laugh. Let's start with number one. And I know you hear this from some of your clients from time to time, Peter. One of the real retirees, this is the advice: you might miss the challenge and comfort of having a place to go every day. I think it's a psychological switch, is it not, Peter, from working every day, maybe going into an office every day, saving your entire life, and then having to switch over to retirement where you're spending. And when you wake up, like you said, this every day is a Saturday.
100%. And it's almost a shock for some.
Yeah.
So if you do not have a plan in place, you're going to fall into some kind of stage. And we're hoping it's not a depression stage, right? Because you're used to doing this 20, 30, 40 plus years. And then you wake up and you don't have to do anything. All right.
What do we do today?
So every day is a Saturday.
So yes, having a plan in place for retirement means more than just counting all of the money that you've accrued, right? It means more than just dotting the I's and crossing the T's with Peter. It means laying out a plan for you. And I loved this, Peter. One retiree reported that he retired at age 60 and they traveled. For a decade, they traveled, he and his wife. And he says by the time he hit 70, after 10 years of traveling with his bride, he was ready for a job of some sort. I miss the routine and I miss the camaraderie. And there's probably a little bit mixed in of like, you know, I've spent a lot of time with my spouse. I'm ready to go do something else and be around other people, which I thought was funny.
Absolutely. I mean, look, your first stage is your exciting stage in retirement, right?
Right.
And you're going to do all the things you always wanted to do. And hopefully you plan for it. So we like to call this a bucket list. So make sure, if you haven't done so already, create your bucket list. So you have something to look forward to. You have things to check off, you know, especially those things when your loved one says, hey, honey, did you fix that so-and-so in the backyard yet? I'll get right to it on Tuesday. You know, so now there's no excuse. But remember, you have to make sure you're planned for this, all right? It's not just a financial strategy. It's also a health strategy. And this is something that's really, really important.
Well, especially when it comes to perhaps going back to work, you could volunteer in some capacity to get yourself out of the house, go do something
sure.
that makes you feel good, you know, help other people. But if you go back to work, are there also some pitfalls there, Peter, with respect to income?
Oh, yeah, sure, 100%. And this is where you have to be careful. Right. Now, when you say go back to work, I'm hearing a lot of folks saying, yeah, I might do something part time to keep myself busy.
Right.
Right.
Bring in a little bit of money. That's fine.
Of course, a couple of extra bucks here and there. But yes, you have to be very, very careful in regards to your bracket when you're receiving Social Security, how much money you're earning, because you can actually have that benefit tax up to 85%. There's so many things to look at. So you have to be very, very careful in regards to how much income you should be taking in on top of what you already have or what you need. So that is a very, very good question.
This is my favorite bullet point next. I think it is so important. One retiree says, think twice before moving. If you think you want to live somewhere else, rent first. How many people think, I want to move to Florida, I want to move to Florida, I want to move to Florida? And then they get down there, and for some it works out great, and for some I think maybe it's not everything they thought it would be. You have to find your people, Peter. If you're leaving the place that you've been your entire life and you've got a community there and friends there, and maybe you play golf or pickleball and you love the camaraderie with your people in your place, moving to a new place might be sunnier, but your people aren't there. And I think some people move and they don't find their people. We've got insurance issues in Florida right now with all the insurance companies pulling out. It's hard to get homeowners insurance down there. There could be different tax implications in different states. They are saying rent first. And I think that is a great great piece of advice. Even if you do it for 3 months, 6 months, get the lay of the land.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually very, very, very smart. You should be doing some traveling, right? And you should be choosing areas where it's 5, 6, 7 different areas to travel to. And you should be staying there for not just 1 week. You should be staying there for a couple of weeks, you know? Choose a location you think you might want to move to. And then make sure you park yourself there, whether it's an RV or a nice Airbnb kind of a stay.
Yeah.
But stay there for a couple of weeks and see if you like the area. You know, see how the cost is. Think about the expenses on certain items and certain things in a lifestyle and the taxes and the income situation. But also on top of that, if you like the environment and you like to do the things, you like the weather and so on and so forth. There's so many things to look at. So never just do a cold turkey. Don't just figure out because you read it in a magazine, it's probably the best place to retire. Don't do that. Because I promise you in a couple of years, there's going to be another article in a magazine that says this is the best place
to retire. Yeah, go somewhere else, right? chronic illness becomes more common in our later years. One retiree advises travel while you can, even before you retire, because, quote, health does not last forever. And I would also fold into that, health is expensive. Health care is expensive. And I know you have those conversations with your clients as well, Peter.
Healthcare is very expensive, very, very expensive. Now, let's just remind our audience here, what we're reviewing right now is advice from real retirees.
Yeah.
All right. So this is not something we got out of an article or anything like that. This is actual advice from real retirees, feedback. So if you're going to listen to anything on this show, take this advice with you, put it in your pocket and treasure it because this is real, real advice. So when it comes to healthcare costs, this is huge. This can very easily not just cost you, but also you and your spouse a heavy six figures each in regards to if there's really serious situations here. So planning for retirement is important, manage your retirement is important, but understand how to preserve it and protect it for situations like this is even more important, especially those who are not married and you are single and you plan on staying single. Now your money just became even more important to you.
One retiree says, be prepared to be flexible even with long-held dreams. This is especially important advice for couples when one maybe has a change of heart about travel plans, about retirement timeline, about the ability to walk away from their career. This is especially important, Peter, for couples because we know this, the timelines don't always match up. Maybe one of you wants to retire at 65, one of you wants to keep working till 70. There's a push and a pull there. You know, if I want to retire early and hit the road and go see the world, and my spouse says, you know what, I still really love what I do, I'm not ready to retire yet. I know you have had clients in this situation, and I'd love to hear a story about that.
Because
you've got to figure out how to be on the same page, and if you're not the same age, that's not always easy to do.
Yeah, you have to be on the same page. You definitely want to be able to communicate with each other so you make each other happy, right? You have to be on the same team, right? There's no I in team. So when it comes to this, there's actually a great solution because today's day and age, there are so many people working remotely.
Yeah.
So if you have that flexibility and let's say you can stay home or you have to go and work once a week, twice a week. Hey, that's still
And your
phenomenal.
Spouse wants to move to Scottsdale. You know,
sure.
Let me give you a personal anecdote here, Peter. I am going to Scottsdale in October. I need to tell my husband that, by the way, with a girlfriend for a week. And I'm taking all of my equipment with me. I am going to broadcast remote, not only my show that I do here in Kansas City, but my time with you. I'm going to do all of it remote. And we're still going to go hiking and do all the things. And we're going to go see a concert while we're there. But you're absolutely right. Maybe you come to some agreement with your spouse that, okay, look, I don't want to retire quite yet, but I can move to 3 days a week or 2 days a week or work remotely so that you can work those things out between the two of you.
Absolutely. 100%. That's key, without a doubt.
You know, head off that divorce at age 65 kind of thing so that everyone is on the same page. And then I had to laugh a little later. You know, I think they were running out of retirement tips. And let me tell you why. A little bit later, as you get down the list, you know, travel more is on there. Push your boundaries is on there. I mean, maybe you're a bungee jumper. I don't know. The very last bullet point is get a new pet. And I laughed out loud when I don't know how many people listening think, man, I'm going to retire and I want to be tied down by something new that I am training not to urinate on my carpet. But you know, for some people, maybe the pet is for you. I don't know, for a lot of our listeners at age 65, I remember my parents saying, we don't want any more responsibilities. We want to be able to get up and go. Maybe you get a turtle or something, Peter. I don't know.
Oh, I had to tell you this. So I was actually talking to someone about a week ago, and we happened to be talking about, you know, one of the things that they don't want to do, you know, when they're in retirement. And they actually said, we do not want a pet.
Yeah.
And we were joking about it. And they said, Peter, what I will do is I'm going to buy a pet, or let's say a dog, for my grandchildren. And if we want to visit the pet, we'll go to our grandchildren.
Dump the puppy on the grandkids. That is a great, great piece of advice there. And then finally, it says, keep your retirement expectations realistic and embrace opportunities for new experiences. This is the time we should be experiencing new things. And that doesn't necessarily mean going out and buying a yacht. But keeping your mind open to new experiences, because you have the time, Peter. You have the time to try new things.
Absolutely, 100%. And these are the things that's why you're going to create that bucket list, right?
That's right.
Doing the things that you always wanted to do. And even, let me tell you something, we have also clients that they're working part-time in industries that they had amazing interest in, but the reason why they never did it was because it didn't pay a lot of money. So now that they're retired, they don't care about the money. They just care about working in an industry that they always loved.
That's great.
And they're really doing it for their health, for their mind, for their flexibility, and network and meet new people. That's all they're doing it for.
1-800-880-8079. Let Peter help you with your bucket list. You can also go to themodernmoneyshow.com or pcbfinancial.com. pcbfinancial.com, 800-880-8079. And I'll remind you, text book to that number. We'll ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Do you need help ensuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? Why not have a chat with Peter? Call 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079 to talk to Peter.
Does your money need to get a job? You've worked hard for it, and it should work hard for you. Lazy money is just sitting there, not earning its keep. If you have lazy money lying around, call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 1-800-880-8079. You might have lazy money lurking in a savings account collecting very little interest, or in an old 401k that you haven't checked on in years, or maybe it's in a CD that could be earning more. Wherever your lazy money is, it's time for it to stop underperforming and to start carrying its weight. Peter Bombara and his team can help you find ways to put your money to work. Call them now at 1-800-880-8079. You could be leaving a lot of money on the table by allowing it to sit on the couch. Get your lazy money a job today. Call 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes, you need to plan for them. Give Peter a call to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hey everybody, welcome on back to the Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara, president of PCB Financial. And you know, Peter, from time to time we reach into the mailbag. People have questions. We will try to answer those questions. It's always sort of fun to dip in and see what people are thinking, and we include those in the body of this program. And I'm going to tell everybody, if you call 1-800-880-8079, you can chat with somebody, you can make an appointment with Peter's phenomenal group. You can request Peter's book. We will send you out the Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. You can also submit a question. Go to the website, pcbfinancial.com, or call 1-800-880-8079. We read those from time to time on the air. We put Peter on the spot. Are you ready, Peter, for the mailbag?
Let's do it. Let's see what we got.
Okay. I love this, Peter. Someone just wrote in and said, Peter, I worked at the same company for 25 years. I had a 401k there. But then they had a big merger, and I'm not sure how to track down that account. Do you have any tips?
You're not sure how to track down your previous employer's account.
Let's ask this another way, Peter. I think that the number one thing you should do if you have questions in that regard is call your human resources department. That's what they are there for. And if they had a, quote, big merger, you're going to have an HR department. So let's start with that. Call HR and say, look, I have this account. Where is it? I'm not getting my statements. Maybe they moved. I don't even know. But let's talk about, Peter, what do you do if there's a merger? What do you do if you change jobs? If you have a new company coming in, now there might be a different plan. Someone else might be managing your money. You know, is that the time to pick up the phone and call you and take a look under the hood?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of things here. You want to make sure you look at your most recent statement, and there should be a company name there, maybe in the bottom corner, or website or phone number. You want to make sure you communicate with them. They're going to have all the data and information you have. Now, when you're going from one company to another, or even a merger, you're going to have a couple of options here. They might tell you that you could probably most likely automatically enroll into their 401k, or they'll take the investments and move it over for you.
Yeah.
Or they might give you another option and might tell you that you're going to have a brand new 401k, and you got to figure out what you want to do with your old 401k. So when it comes to old 401ks, there's a number of things that you could do here. One, you can leave it alone, which I usually do not recommend. We call this a dormant account.
Yeah, why is that? Why not just let it sit there?
Well, remember, the 401k is designed to contribute to. It's not designed there to just leave alone and not move around and not change the investments, and also making sure that you want to be able to try to contribute to it, right? So you don't want to leave it behind you. So I always say, if you move on, if you retire, or you move to another company, what do you leave behind you? Nothing. Especially one of the most important asset classes, which is traditionally your 401k. You never leave it behind you, because there's so many different reasons here. One, the investments you have in there, they're designed for you to contribute to those investments, right? It's very, very basic. It's usually very general investments. You can have a couple of different basic index mutual funds in there. But you want to try to create customization within that plan. It's very hard to do it in a 401k. Most 401ks don't even allow you to buy individual stock and holdings, especially if you want to go towards more of a different direction or a different trend. So when you're taking care of a 401k, you want to traditionally roll it over to your own IRA.
There's
a couple of steps in doing this. I do not recommend you doing it by yourself. You can possibly get into trouble if you don't do it the right way. You do not want it to be a taxable event. So you could do it tax-free. There's a couple of moving parts to do this. By doing that, you can possibly now contribute to that IRA. Okay, that's option one. Option two, you can actually create more customization. You might have a lot more investments to choose from. There's so many pros and cons in doing this, but there's usually more pros. So you want to be able to have more flexibility, more control when you have those monies in your own IRA that you could possibly contribute and also change those investments.
So what about people who have questions now, because companies are starting to offer a Roth as well as the 401k within the body of your plan with your company? You know, people have questions about that, Peter. Should I roll some of that over into a Roth now? I know there are rules about that. Should I start from scratch? You know, that's one of the things. I have a pretty good nest egg, Peter, in my 401k. The Roth would be starting from zero. So do you just start contributing into that from zero, or do you roll some of it in? And how does all that work?
You definitely open it up. You definitely contribute to the Roth if you possibly can, depending upon your household income between you and your spouse. So there are thresholds, but you want to make sure you do not neglect it, okay? It took almost 46 years for them to figure out how to help you when it comes to taxes. Just recently, I think it was only 2 years ago, they started to implement a Roth IRA option in your 401k, just recently. So when it comes to contributing to it now, I don't care if you're 5 years from retirement, 6 months, or 10 years, every dollar you put in there is going to be in your pocket. None of that money in your Roth IRA is going to Uncle Sam. You're protected. So it's $5. Who cares? $10. Who cares? $10 is not going to Uncle Sam when it comes to taxes.
Right.
So all of that money is going to be yours. It's going to be for your family. It's going to be tax-free income. It's going to be tax-free beneficiaries. There's no such thing as a requirement of distribution. You have so much more control in a Roth IRA. Now, when it comes to converting your IRA, your 401k while you're working, I got some pros and cons to that. Sometimes it does not make sense because you're probably in the highest tax bracket you're ever going to be between you and your spouse. So that has to be a different conversation. We could do that another time on a radio show.
Sure.
But when it comes to contributing to it, 100%, 100% do not neglect it. Doesn't matter if it's $5.
And you know, Peter, I'm 50. I've made no secret about that. And our company just gave us the option about a year ago to start contributing to that Roth. And I've said this, there's only so many ways you can slice a pie when you have two kids in college and the mortgage and all of that stuff. But Peter will help everyone look at those percentages. Maybe I put, 80% of whatever I'm putting away into the 401k, and maybe I put 20% into the Roth, or vice versa. Whatever you take a look at, and this is why you guys, let's all get that, I'd say twice a year, Peter, to have you look under the hood and see, like, this is some of the
options
that have changed at work, and see if there is a different path for you forward that makes more sense, that could be more tax advantageous to you.
Absolutely. Holy, 100% agree. Definitely.
Okay. So here is another question. My dad, Peter, has always been a worrier. This is going to be a listener with a dad who is starting to retire. My dad has always been a worrier, but now I am afraid he is going to worry himself to death over every little single thing, especially since he is constantly on social media, constantly on the TV watching the news. I don't think it's healthy. Is there anything you can share with me on how to talk to someone about the financial news that is in everyone's face all of the time? And Peter, as someone who's been in the news business about 30 years plus, I will tell you, those headlines are meant to grab your attention online. They want you to click on the headline. So the scarier the headline, they feel like the more likely you are to click on it. And then somebody you don't even know is making money.
100%. You hit it right on the nail. You have to understand fear sells, right? And a lot of it today has to do with marketing. And the average person gets dozens and dozens and dozens of messages today on a daily basis. So you have to be very careful as to what you're looking at, what you're reading. So those who aren't as nervous, they traditionally have a plan in place. They have a plan that they trust. They have a plan that they review. And they have someone in their corner that they could always call and talk to. That is what I highly recommend. For example, someone like me, we have great clients who always communicate with us if they have any questions about anything. And it's my job to guide them in the right direction, give them some clarity, and making sure they are positioned for what can possibly come down the road. If you know you have a plan in place, you really shouldn't have as many concerns. Now, being concerned is kind of normal, right? You're human. Yeah. Everyone's human. Yeah. Everybody has some kind of concerns in the world. But the financial news is emotional. 100% emotional. If you are not trained as a financial expert, you're not going to be used to it. So I recommend trying not to look at the news as much as you are, because it will drive you in emotional direction, and I don't recommend it.
Okay, last question, and it's simple, but I think it's important. They say, Peter, I have done a pretty good job keeping track of my budget and my finances my entire adult life. Why might it be so important to have someone else do this for me now in retirement?
Retirement is very different. Retirement is not what you're used to when you're working. So there's a different stage in life. When you're working, we call this the accumulation stage. Believe it or not, it's actually a very simple stage where so many folks, they just make it hard. The goal here is try to figure out a number of different ways of how to save, manage your budget, manage your debt, your investments, while you're understanding your real rate of return, what you should be putting away for what and when, where. I mean, it's honestly really, really not that hard if you look at it. When it comes to retirement, this is a stage that the average person has never been, right?
Yep.
It's a whole brand new stage. You're trying to figure out, okay, you saved 30, 40 years of money. How do you now spend it? There's rules involved. There's taxes involved. There is long-term care scenarios and situations. There's wills and there's trust and there's estate plans. There's options of choosing Social Security and how to maximize it and understanding it in inherited IRA. There's so many things that you, as the average person, if you don't do this all day, every day, you could probably read a couple of books, but I promise you, the markets and the cycles keep changing. There's not as many books that keeps coming out as fast enough in order for you to make the right decision, the right choices going forward.
So the number is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or go to the Modern Money Show website, which is pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com. And I would tell you, Peter, with all of the uncertainty in the market right now and inflation and all the things we talk about on the program, I know for a fact you will even sit down with folks as they are just getting started. I think about my son, who is 25 and just moved into his second full-time big boy job. That includes a decent salary for someone just starting out of college. It includes some stock. And I said to him the other day, I want you to get started working with someone like Peter. We're in a different state than you are in. If I was with you, Peter, in that state, you would be the first call I would make. But we are here in Kansas City, and he's sitting down with somebody next week because I think when it comes to compounding and all of those things that we talk about, it's important even in your early 20s or 30s, if you get started way back then, you could be in a much better position now. What I wouldn't give to take back some of the mistakes I made in my 20s and my 30s, and I'm sure our listeners are nodding and understand that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I tell people this all the time. If you're able to guide your children and share with them the good and the bad, especially the bad, the things that you would have done differently, the mistakes that you learned upon, and mistakes are good, they're healthy. You learn in regards to what not to do. So I 100% agree with you, and you should be guiding your children and letting them know what you should have been doing differently.
The number is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or go to pcbfinancial.com. Peter, always a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's Uncle Sam, and he wants some of your retirement money. Like it or not, you're going to owe taxes on your 401k. When retirement comes knocking, so does the tax man. The good news is you may be able to reduce your tax bill with some strategic planning. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group are here to help. You'll work together to craft a plan that is designed to help make sure you don't pay a penny more than you should, because you deserve to keep as much as possible of what you've earned. Taxes are historically low right now, and we all know they probably won't remain this low forever. So call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial Advisory Group team before this tax-saving opportunity is gone. 1-800-880-8079. Don't give more than necessary to your favorite uncle. Call Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial Advisory Group now to schedule your 401k tax review. 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Firm does not offer tax advice.